Despite the Western media's propaganda and the wave of Iranophobia which is sponsored by Israel and its allies in the Arab world, many Tunisian MPs are convinced that the Islamic Republic of Iran is under attack for its sympathy with the resistance movements in Lebanon and the blockaded Gaza Strip.
Israel and its allies are encouraging Iranophobia and waging a propaganda war on the freedom fighters of Hezbollah and Gaza. But the public is aware of these propaganda strategies because people stand with the resistance movement.
The MP Taher Hmila believes that, unlike many Arab countries, Iran could not be harmed by the Zionist regime, as the Islamic Republic has reached an unequaled level of technological development and military power.
Iran
It's clear that Iran is out of danger. It's the region's leading nation in technology and military might. Nothing can stop Iran, not even the so-called Israel and the Western hegemony.
The journalist and human rights activist Zuhair Makhlouf said that Israel wants to attack Iran to hurt the resistance in Lebanon and Gaza. Makhlouf asserts that the Zionist attack on Iran will only empower the Islamic Republic and lead to the destruction of its enemies.
The Zionists and their allies are threatening Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Islamic Republic of Iran and Hamas, thinking that it can stop the resistance in the region. This scenario will never happen because attacking Iran would lead to a total chaos and the empowerment of the resistance that will crush the Zionists.
The revolution has ended decades of tyranny in Tunisia. Consequently, the ordinary citizens and the political elite who suffered from the dictatorship are now more than ever supporting the just cause of the freedom fighters.
Despite the Israeli and the Western threats, Tunisian observers believe that Iran will maintain its position as a powerful ally to the resistance movements in the Arab and the Muslim world. Adnan Shaweishi, Press TV, Tunis.